coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, near the water treatment plant, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. And now, let us introduce this evening's hosts. He comes to us from Hollywood, California. He wears sideburns like Elvis, but he ain't owning any blue suede shoes. Here's your host, Clubballs! And now let's meet our other host. He comes to us from Waterloo, Iowa. He ain't a farm boy, and he don't tip cows unless the service is good. Trencher! And you listeners at home, you can also play along, and you don't even need to own the home game. Just go to spankwagon.vftp.net, click on the chat link, and join us live. And now, once again, here are your hosts for tonight's episode of Spank Wagon Radio, Clawballs and Trencher!
You're just talking all amongst yourself.
Yeah, I gave myself a subject I'm debating.
What are you giving yourself a subject on?
You don't want to know, man. It's been a busy day.
Apparently. You've been kind of clustered since you got here trying to get everything put together.
Yeah, I haven't had time to research. I've been doing interviews for new hires at work and stuff.
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
We're not even going to touch on that because I know that can be a fucking mess.
Yeah, we don't want to touch on that. I don't want to get fired. Anyhow. Seriously.
Well, that too. I mean, yeah. You got to be honest.
Anyhow, I am ready for the show. Now I have some material.
Are you really? Are you truly here ready for the show?
I am ready!
Well, now that you've knocked our only listener offline because you've just busted their fucking speakers, good to go. Right on.
All right, how they're hearing now is like fuzz and buzz.
Yeah, we're at Studio A today, so of course I had to rehook up everything that we disconnected.
It's like a vintage show, dude.
Back at Studio A. You know, they get the
trying to get the generator, you know, charge up some like dry cell batteries.
It won't hold a charge, and you're still not funny. Fuck! Crank harder.
My arm's getting tired.
Fuck, if the Model A takes off, we better worry. We're on the second floor.
You are listening to the technologically advanced Spank Wagon Radio. Fuel injection comedy. Bam! Bam!
Yeah. Like record skip radio.
Who can forget this classic moment? I've been looking at you through the bedroom window. And yet another moment you won't hear on any other station.
Thank God.
I've been looking at you through the bedroom window again. I'm still looking at you through the bedroom window.
Is this Don Knotts?
Thank God it's getting cold.
Oh, when good jokes go bad, only at
Spank Wagon Radio. We've been looking at you through the bedroom window.
Why haven't we done that one yet?
I don't know.
Why haven't we? Of all shows,
we should make our tired jokes taglines, man.
Of all titles, that one could have. Oh well. Hey out there, everybody listening in to us.
We are live.
I'm Trencher.
And I, of course, am the irrefutable Clawballs.
You were going to say something else.
I know, but then I forgot what I was going to say.
Irrefunkable. Oh, yeah.
I actually had that short of attention span. I forgot what I was going to say midway through saying it.
That's pretty bad. Actually, tonight's going to be a short show compared to normal. Wait, we've been having a lot of short shows compared to normal.
Nah, we have an action jam-packed episode.
Action news.
Action jam-packed. Action. You know, that's an exciting title, but that could also be like for gay porn. In a world with no lube.
Oh.
One man alone. When you've dropped the soap and you've got nowhere else to run.
Oh. This is getting worse.
Have that movie trailer guy do like gay porn.
Then
I have him in there. He's some old wrinkly guy. Hey, speaking of old people doing porn, dude.
Say what? Oh, no.
Remember that DVD I had?
Yeah.
Bridget the Midget, dude?
Yeah, yeah.
And you like almost threw up when we started saying like Granny Gangbang
on
the previews.
Jesus. Oh, that was horrible.
Oh, dude.
God, it was fucking nasty, man. I didn't know it was bluer, dude. Her eyeshadow or her varicose veins.
What, you actually watched that?
You were there, dude.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was trying to ignore that. You know, it's like something that should not have happened.
The thing that should not be.
Exactly. God.
That is fucking nasty.
Horrible. I'm sorry, I'm still getting shit figured out on my desktop because I got only about that size of a monitor. I need to like have like a 45-inch plasma screen. Just hang it in front of my
plasma
desk.
Plasma screens only last like 8 years, dude. They're shit.
I know. They're expensive,
dude,
shit.
They're fucking ripoffs, dude. Dude, you could have like two Hyundais instead of a plasma screen.
Why would I want one Hyundai? Why would I want a Hyundai? I don't even want a Hyundai.
How about a Kia?
Oh, God. Kia, what was it? What was the one that tries to look like a Rolls?
Oh, yeah. The Japanese Mercedes, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. German engineering with Italian performance. Daewoo. Yeah.
Oh,
that's
Daewoo,
the one, dude.
Yeah, that's it.
I used to know a guy named Terry, a friend of mine, dude, who owned one, dude. He used to refer to it as Korean Mercedes.
Owl.
Yeah, it was,
that's
dude.
Funny.
I'm not even a big Mercedes fan. I'm like, dude, that's like kind of insulting. Korean Mercedes. Yeah.
All right.
So how's your week going, man?
Actually, my week, it's been fucking tiring, you know, going to school all day and work all night. And
wow, what a bummer.
Go home and do homework and go to bed. I mean, that's pretty much my week. So my week has been pretty limited.
Jesus.
Very, very, very limited. See, you're not used to using that yet.
Oh, no, I'm not, actually.
You got a little neoprene shield for your keys.
Yeah. Don't get your dicky finger all over it.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, I actually took it down to the Apple store last night and got the screen cleaned for free. Demo some Apple cleaner. And
okay.
I went ahead and got the shield for my keyboard. I'm
cool.
Not up on it, though, because you can see how it bends.
Yeah, it does bow it up a little.
They're like,
you got to wonder where that pressure is.
And they're like, no, dude, it's okay, man. It's going to be natural. It's going to work fine.
It's going to be natural. Okay, if it was natural, Apple would have made one with it.
If it was natural, Apple would have put the keys down deeper.
Yeah, about
anyhow.
What? Like a 16th of an inch, I think is all it is?
I even
something
think
really
that.
Minuscule?
Like a 32nd of an inch. 32 of an inch. God.
32 to... Weeza in home, not Eck.
The home of Eck?
Weeza in a shopper classa.
Anon, I command you, go to the home of Eck. Learn how to prepare a proper banquet with the microwave.
The home of Eck.
The home of Eck.
Oh, shit. Of course, right now we're running very few listeners because they all fucking forgot that the wagon tonight starts up at 5.
Yeah.
Because we're actually going to be going to the track. Well, it's not really Sunday.
It's Friday.
Friday!
It's Friday night at the Las Vegas Memorial Coliseum.
What memorial?
Where we remember dead lounge singers.
Yeah. Dude, every great fucking wrestling venue or especially monster truck show has got to be at some memorial coliseum.
Well, no, it's always like
Semboid Stadium.
Yeah, well, I hear, yeah, but
yeah.
It should be the Semboid Memorial Stadium.
Semboid,
you need to have the word memorial in it.
Memorial. Memorial.
You need to have the word memorial
in it. Well, what's going
to
be next?
Grand Memorial Garden Arena.
Yeah. Or the...
that
we have
a ticket.
The Sand Dome.
The Sand Dome.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, they'll figure out a way to have Mouse's Tank.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Or if it's a smaller venue, that's going to be really exciting for like, you know, little small town hick folk.
Okay.
It's got to be a Civic Center.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Told you. Stop listening to the fucking delay.
Hey, you know, I have to listen to the thing.
You will get easily distracted.
Well, Benny said he heard static. I want to make sure our listeners, even though we cannot put through a whole 128-bit audio, that at least they're not getting a bad signal.
Who's Benny?
A listener.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations.
Worship the one listener who either figured out that it was Spankwagon time because I was in the chat room,
yeah,
or maybe actually went to the damn website and said, hey, they're going to be on at 5 because I only put it all over the site.
They had to write the joke out for you.
Yeah, I know.
God.
I know. Anyhow, Studio A, and today is...
Friday. Race night. We get to go to the track.
Tonight's Friday the 13th, and tonight's the first night of the races.
Yeah.
Woo! Boom! We had... Okay, what was it? The last time we went in November... And we were there, and they sprayed down some of your favorite sticky compound.
Mm.
You love that shit.
Yeah, it's like perfume.
Ah.
Sounds sickly sweet.
It's like a... it's what? How do you describe the smell?
It's like... imagine 409 and melting candy. Have you ever gone to a candy shop where they're melting like real sugar and shit and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine caramelizing sugars
mm-hmm.
and the smell of degreaser. Not degreaser of the oh my god pungent smell, but the and then you suddenly because you inhale too much you start to get like you know ill stomach wise and headache wise. But it's that sickly sweet smell.
It's that sickly sweet. Mm. Yeah, but we found out the stuff is like a super tacky compound.
Yeah.
And to actually make it less tacky so you don't literally glue yourself to something, they cut it with methanol.
Yeah.
So you're sitting here and going,
oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm like, dude.
Yes.
But no, this stuff is so sticky. What they do is they pour it on the track. They spray. Excuse me. They don't pour it. They mist it onto the track. Couple passes.
Yeah, so you can't spray very much of it, apparently.
Yeah. Hey, Benny asked, does he get a does he get a personal show since he's the only listener? And we just got told to dance, monkey boys.
Well, go for it, Zoolander.
I ain't fucking dancing.
I'm Hansel. I'm so hot right now.
thank you for listening to Spank Wagon Radio, the Benny episode. Ooh, the Benny episode. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. We'll do the Benny episode.
I'm thinking the Spank Monkey.
Spank Monkey? Every. I don't even know. I don't know what. Damn, I couldn't do it fast enough. I'm slow.
You would so suck at square dancing.
You know, they put us fucking through square dancing in elementary school.
Same here, dude.
I haven't touched it since. Who fucking square dances, okay?
Extras in movies from all I've seen.
Apparently.
For period pieces.
All right, hold on here. We're going to... Where'd they go? Okay, here we go. We're going to... As soon as I...
God.
You know, it's getting used to all of this fucking broadcast app.
I need another drink. It's like I've been here too long.
All right, there's the go. There we go. That was the Benny part of the show. Just for Benny, a customized, personalized Spankwagon Radio.
Customized.
Got to roll your tongue with that one. Customized.
Customized.
See, you can't even do it. You're not cool. Customized. Say aluminum.
Aluminum.
Aluminium.
Fuck you. You fucked up, man. God, at least I'm quicker on this. I may be annoying with my soundboards, but at least I'm quicker on the spot.
Well, yeah, that's because that's the only thing you're focusing on.
Yes,
soundboards.
Did you see that movie? Click. Where the white women's at?
The fuck was that noise?
It's called, you know, the monitoring station.
Yeah, I mean the where that shit came from.
Stop listening to the fucking delay.
I'm not listening to the delay. here, there we go. You are listening to Spankwagon Radio, the fucked up radio show.
How do we know if we're broadcasting now?
I know. This application has not crashed on us once compared to everything else that we've stolen, hacked, done whatever. But no, everything
else. We didn't
else,
steal or hack anything. We love you, R.A.
Don't look at me itch my nuts.
Dude, I was
go, team, go.
Dude, man.
He's taking the ball over the halfway mark.
Dude, man, I like looked over, man. You got all paranoid, dude. I didn't even realize until you said, like, my ball, dude. And what's bad is you didn't even fucking stop, dude. You just scratched more vigorously.
I just had an itch.
Were you trying to speed up or were you entertaining? You had an audience, man.
Well, I don't want to know where the audience is at.
Besides you, you almost tore your sack on that one, dude.
I'm not tearing.
Dude, you're like fucking digging for cheese, man.
Gotta have something to put on my toes. Anyhow. Yeah. Speaking of shit to put on toast.
I wonder if your wife ate that, if it'd be head cheese. All right.
Hey, it's your favorite listener. Who's that? Dick Cheese.
Dick Cheese.
Friday the 13th. What did
you have?
Did anything break at work?
Well, yeah.
What?
Mandalay Bay.
Fuck them.
It's been down since, like, actually midnight.
Yeah, Mandalay Bay. I mean, like, anything stupid or crazy happened.
I don't know. I've been off the phones the majority of the day interviewing candidates.
You know, I wonder how many people are truly superstitious about Friday the 13th.
I don't know. It's been good luck for my family. My mom was born on Friday the 13th. My parents got married on Friday the 13th.
Cool. Very cool.
And there's another date I know it's important, but I don't know. I think I was concepted on a Friday the 13th. I don't know, something like that.
Oh, there goes that winning streak. Yeah. Anyhow.
You just had to do it, man.
Yes, I had to.
Can't let a man have any fun.
No. I've never let anybody have any fun, ever. You know that. You've seen me at work.
Yeah, I know. You always just, you know, hold everybody back, man.
Absolutely.
Anyhow, before this...
I gotta make sure they're under my heel. That's where they fucking belong.
God, man. No wonder, dude. You hate yourself so much you gotta take it on other people. Fuck, this bit is going nowhere. Let's move on. Fuck, I can't come up with anything funny in time.
I was gonna ask, actually, when we were talking about toast to cheese, don't ask how it worked out, but those Quizno commercials.
Yeah. God.
Have you seen those Quizno commercials?
All I gotta say is, who was the marketing agency to... Apparently, because, you know, if you ever wonder what happened to the guy, you know, who did the Flash animation, Gonads and Strife.
There it is.
Okay.
There it is, because there's these little...
Quizness in the lightning! In the lightning! In the rain! Okay, they have, I guess they're hamsters or chinchillas or...
They look like
sort of
chinchillas. They look like chinchillas.
They basically, like, put eyeballs on top of them, like, you know, like somebody, like, floating, like ransom note eyeballs and shit. And what they've done is they've taken somebody's ugly-ass Billy Bob teeth and shit... And what they do is they actually like fold and then like increase and like you know, more the fucking image of this like open teeth mouth and shit to make these things talk.
Yep, and they sing. And there's another one that sits back there and just plays a guitar.
And then it turns into a pair of scissors when it says you can bring in coupons.
Yeah, what?
That does not. I think I should sue. I think someone should sue Quiznos for that. Matter of fact,
mental duress. Send PETA after him.
Matter of fact, I think someone can sue Quiznos.
Why? How?
Have you looked at the new Quiznos logo?
Yeah?
Yeah. I didn't know that, you know, Apple developed Quartz to sell Quiznos subs.
See, I don't see the... I see a slight resemblance, but not enough.
I can see it, man. I can see
it. I think Quiznos has been around a lot longer.
Yeah, but that Quartz logo, Apple probably registered it first. Quiznos never had that Q logo.
I always thought they had the Q logo.
No, they didn't.
Oh.
No, they didn't, man. It's kind of... It's new and hip, man.
Ooh, new and hip. Yeah, but those little singing chinchillas.
Yeah.
Fuck is a sob? I mean, that's what they sound like.
Yeah. It's basically somebody screaming into a mic, man.
Yeah.
Which, if you've lived in a spank wagon, you kind of know.
And it isn't us.
It's not us. Yeah, God, if it was, I'd kill myself.
Well, no.
I got voice.
We'd have a lot more money.
Well, I see. Claude, you want to go ahead. You'd like to go ahead and work for a firm. I believe my agency can, you know, recommend you. So what's your past work? I did the Quiznos commercial.
You're fired.
Fuck you. Get out of my office. Never come back.
That would be it, too. That would be pretty much it.
Anyhow. Damn, God.
I got it now stuck in my head.
Gonads and Strife. Gonads and Strife. Gonads and Strife. Gonads in the lightning. In the lightning.
We're clear.
Yeah.
So anything exciting happened to you this week?
I got my stuff on my car fixed. Still waiting for my car parts to come in. Somehow they've been miraculously misplaced by the mailman.
Nice. Nice.
I have no clue where they're at. I'm very upset.
As you should be.
May cancel work on my car tomorrow.
Huh?
Stainless steel race brake lines for my car.
Hey, you were going to work on the brakes tomorrow.
Yes.
Not anymore, you're not.
Unless they come in tonight, that's canceled. Fuck.
Damn, that sucks ass.
No shit.
So you were looking really forward to actually working.
Like, yeah, man, brakes that work! Praise the Lord.
See, that was... Yep, tomorrow... Actually, last week was supposed to be Saturday, the oil change day.
Except
that,
for...
That dropped out because it's just too fucking cold with the
God.
Wind. The wind was coming out of the north, so it was blowing right into the garage.
Yeah,
so there's
ice
no
cold,
way.
Too.
Yeah, it was fucking cold.
Fuck.
Man. Yeah, and we are wusses, you know, being in Vegas, you know.
Okay.
30 degrees gets cold now compared to, like, I think Iowa was at, what, 10 o'clock last night? 4 degrees?
God, that's horrible.
The fuck are you doing?
I had to break wind.
You just soiled that chair. Good. Oh, Jesus. What are you doing?
It smells like cookies.
Oh, get out of here. Don't even put those fingers in my face.
Oh, dude. Woo, you got to get a whiff of this.
I don't want to get a whiff of that. Get it out of here. God damn it.
I'm going to pass out, dude.
You're going to knock your own ass out with your own ass.
Self-asphyxiation.
Jesus. It's better than putting a generator in your garage and killing yourself that way.
Yeah, because my power cut. You hear about that?
No.
Okay, for anybody who doesn't know.
I think we talked about this last week.
We did talk about it. There's a new development in that.
Oh, there's. How do you fucking have a new development on a pretty close cut case?
Oh, well, this is really interesting. This is going to make your jaw drop.
Okay.
Okay. For anybody who doesn't know, let me do a quick recap. Family couldn't pay their bill. They live in a couldn't pay their electric bill. They live in an affluent area town. Don't want anyone to know they're poor.
Right.
So they take a generator and start up to power the television in the house. But there's a problem. They're still embarrassed about that, so they keep it locked in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
What happens? Carbon monoxide fills the house. Everyone breathes it in, falls asleep, passes out. They die.
Mm-hmm. Everyone.
Nevada Power is being investigated to see whether they should be criminally held liable for the deaths of these people.
Why?
Did they do all they could to work with them to keep their power on?
I think it's pretty clear and cut. You either do or you don't pay your bill.
But the Public Utilities Commission is investigating whether or not to bring up criminal charges.
No, you know what the Public Utilities Commission wants to do? They want to soften people up to make them people think that, oh, we care. We are thinking about you.
Rate hike! Yeah.
That's
but
all that is.
Dude, that's what it is. I think, yeah, we should keep Nevada Power liable.
You think they should be liable?
Yes.
You, Mr. I don't pay my phone bill all the time on time. You get your phone disconnected, you get into a wreck, and you can't call out. Whose fault is that? The phone companies are yours.
Oh, it's mine.
Then it's the same thing for those people. Well, they can't pay their goddamn electric bill.
Well, okay? I'm not arguing that. You are preaching to the choir. I'm not arguing that Nevada Power shouldn't be at fault, but I think they should be found criminally negligent.
Why? Under what pretense?
To punish them for raising rates.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, Nevada Power gets sued.
Yeah.
Nevada Power, by some fucking... And I'm a liberal, but...
Go ahead.
Let me say this. I'm a liberal. You know that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty liberal, I guess.
He is a liberal. he won adopt some little brown baby, and he gives his money to the homeless, and all the time he never honks his horn to keep them awake at night. You're a fucking liberal, yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty liberal in some areas, and I will say that I am.
Oh, some areas!
Yeah,
oh!
I really got to quantify and qualify. But if you sue Nevada Power, and let's say by some weird fucking Vegas way, because it is the Vegas way,
okay,
they fucking lose.
Yeah.
Who gets charged for that loss?
No one.
We do.
No, we won't.
Oh, yeah.
No, we won't.
Because, oh, don't shake your head, because you got that whole jowl shake thing going. Nice. We will get charged.
No, they won't say it right away,
and they won't do it right away.
No, it won't happen.
Won't happen. Yeah, well.
You're not following Claude's true logic.
Claude's true logic. Let's hear Claude's true logic.
Nevada Power gets sued. They lose.
Yeah.
We don't pay the bill.
Who does?
No one. Because they'll go bankrupt, they'll go be put in as a receivership, and the Public Utilities Commission will end up selling it off to the county, and Nevada Power will then be a publicly held company, and we will lower our power rates.
Shit. Fucking anything that's publicly held in this town is just
But
as
you can't
as
argue!
I can't argue with that. I mean, I can't. I really, really can't. That kind of sucks. That really
yeah,
sucks.
If you're a stockholder, yeah, maybe, yeah, but really. Hey, baby, cheap rates.
Yeah, well, they're not... Okay, look. The cost of everything is going to go up this year. They're saying right now, and I'm almost tempted to believe because of what OPEC did last week, mm-hmm. gas rates $3 a gallon. That's not an average. That's actually high-end $3 a gallon for, like, the premium fuels. But what the fuck? Why is it, you know, is that finally going to break, you know, be the straw that actually legitimately mm-hmm. breaks the camel's back? Because last year, here in Vegas, our gas rates got up to about, what, $2.10?
For just regular.
Yeah, for just regular.
For just regular. We were seeing like about what?
$2.50 for a premium.
Yeah, I was going to say about $2.40, but yeah. in some cases it was as high as $2.50.
$2.50 for premium.
Yeah.
And we had I don't remember his name, but one of our local politicians went to all these different oil companies and said, hey, we want to find out what's going on. We want to know what we could do.
Yeah.
You know, because I think you need to really lower the rates, and I think you're really trying to bilk the system, blah, blah, blah. He comes back from this fact-finding mission.
Wow, man, that had an extra quota too, man. Your pinky went off.
But that he went on his little fact-finding mission. Really. And you know what he said when he come back?
Hmm.
Well, it looks like everything's okay. They're charging what they should be charging. Have a nice day. Excuse me, I parked my new car. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it was just... It was so fucking blatant that he, you know...
Got bought off.
Just bought off, you know, and told...
Who was this person?
I don't remember.
Because I want to say one of the people that actually did that was Lorraine Hunt. State,
one of them.
What the fuck does she do?
Lieutenant Governor?
No. Lieutenant Governor, yeah.
Yeah. You know, and the provost, I want to say, or pro something, but...
I'm telling you right now, man. You're going to start switching to propane.
Well, they're going to say propane will go up as well. People all forms of fuel are going to be more expensive this year. And they're saying upwards of $3. This will finally, hopefully, be the straw that broke the camel's back. Because you know what? As far as I'm concerned, you know, gas prices have stayed pretty relatively low compared to the rate of inflation. Now they're catching up to, or surpassing in some areas, the rate of inflation. Mm-hmm. And as far as I could tell, Vegas is going to be in trouble.
Yeah, we have no public transportation.
Huge trouble. We don't have anywhere near adequate public transportation.
No.
You know, our public transportation is very much so a joke.
Yeah.
Tourism from California
is going to go to the toilet.
Is going to be hurting.
Our economy be fucked. You'll see a lot of local businesses, they'll end up going out of business because their businesses depend upon transport and fuel of some sort, and mm-hmm. they're just going to, you know.
Yep. So, you know, it's pretty shitty. It's very, very, very
shitty. What is the justification for this?
The fuel rates?
Yes.
Well, first off, it was a prediction. I don't remember where I got it. I think I read it somewhere on, like, MSN News and some stupid shit.
Yeah.
But then OPEC earlier this week, cut their production by 10%. So that way they could hold off the market. Remember we were talking about a couple months ago, we were doing a Studio B where OPEC said, hey, if you choose alternate resources and we can't sell gas anymore, we want to be subsidized.
Yes.
You know, this has to have something to do with that.
It's quite possible.
Now, this is also after almost all the major auto manufacturers.
That was not OPEC, though. Let me do a little clarification on that. That was Saudi Arabia. That was trying to say that, and they threatened to rally OPEC countries.
Mm. See, and then also, if you look at it recently, a lot of the alternate vehicle, alternate emission or alternate fuel vehicles that have been out there have had their programs completely canceled.
Well, in a lot of cases there,
And then, of course, brand new, bigger SUVs have come out to the market.
Yeah, that's true. I think it is going to be a good possibility. The only problem that I can really see with this is it's a lose-lose situation for the consumer and in many ways, because what's going to happen is you're going to get a lot of compact cars and stuff.
Yeah.
And you're going to get a lot of alternative fuel vehicles or dual fuel, in my opinion, is a fucking joke. That's just an excuse for fucking cafe rules. You're going to see a lot of...
cafe rules?
Cafe, yeah. CAFE. It's a fucking regulation for emissions on vehicles right there.
Okay.
Check this out. If Ford wants to go... Or not Ford. If a company wants to go out and produce a line of vehicles, mm-hmm. so many of them have to be... They don't look at the vehicle itself individually. They look at the production as a whole. So if they produce this many vehicles, it can only produce this much emissions. So what happens? Let's say they release a shitload of fucking pickup trucks and stuff that are, you know, exempt or whatever, or just high polluting right there. They got to release a certain number of them with four bangers. So that way they can go ahead and say, oh, okay, look at that.
Yeah.
No emissions. Hence why you have four-cylinder pickups.
Like what I have.
Right. That's why.
Benny pointed out not only that, but the weakness of the dollar and the strength of the euro. OPEC is thinking of changing to the euro as their selling standard.
It is quite a possibility. If that shit right there does happen, OPEC is really, they really want to just kind of fuck us over because they're pissed about Iraq. They're really trying to use Venezuela as an excuse. What's going to happen is, unfortunately... we're going to have to do one of two things. We're either going to have to switch over to our alternative fuels too far ahead of schedule, in which case General Motors is going to be fucked because of a comment Bob Lutz made.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you've got a big, powerful SUV or something, you know, alternative fuel and hybrids are good, but otherwise the technology is too expensive to put into a... it's not economical for a small car.
Right.
Bad mistake, Lutz, especially if this happens.
And considering he spearheaded the program back when he worked for Chrysler to put a diesel electric engine into a Stratus. Or not a Stratus, but an Intrepid.
Yeah.
So we know a little bit he knows what he's talking about, but I think a little bit is also the GM bottom line. But
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we really, this summer is going to be an interesting summer because, you know, everything goes up with gas rates. Everything goes up.
Yeah. I mean, shit. I mean, I'm at the point right now where I haven't thought about that. If gas prices do go up as much as they've done again, who knows? I might just go out and buy a fucking Honda Insight.
You know, something
small. One of those hybrid vehicles.
And, you know, I mean, I may actually, seriously, this time go out and maybe get my motorcycle license.
Yeah.
You know, because as far as I'm concerned, I live in Nevada.
Dude, I never thought of that.
Live in Nevada, gas, you know, prices are high, but you know what? A motorcycle is very fuel efficient.
Dude, I'm not just talking about it. See, you're thinking two wheels, dude.
Well, three
wheels,
trike, but
yeah, no, I'm not talking about like the with the one wheel up on a fork. I'm talking about those ones where you got like the Honda Goldwing in the back and you got like the VW chassis up front.
Right.
You can build those for about $4,000, man.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But you know what? And it's going to be something. I mean, I may actually go out and buy a bike, a bicycle. Maybe I'll ride, start riding more places. Mm. Rather have a motorcycle, look a little bit better doing it.
Hmm. That's a good idea. I never thought of that.
But yeah, watch it this year because it's going to be interesting. Now, some people are saying, you know what? There's no, it will go up. You know, prices will go up. Mm-hmm. But they'll stabilize and they'll come back down. I haven't seen a dollar for a gallon of gas since for about, what, 2 years now? Dollar for a gallon of gas?
No.
A couple years ago in here in Vegas.
No, I haven't seen anything like that. I haven't seen a dollar for a gallon of gas since about 99.
You see, they had it here in Vegas 2 summers ago. Hmm. First summer I lived in this house, I remember because I was always driving by the gas station going, wow, that's cool, a dollar, I better go fill up.
Yeah.
You know.
No, if stuff like that starts to happen where we start switching fuel and shit right there, I mean, the outlook's kind of fucking bleak because, you know, that's really going to fuck our economy on a lot of ways right there. I think you're going to see a lot more, finally, some smaller vehicles. Smaller vehicles, to me, SUVs kill up the automotive market in many ways. And I'm just talking pollution and gas. I mean, fuck, man, you have to have so much more side protection, impact protection, and mm-hmm. safety features because of these things that do more damage.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you'll see a lot of negative stuff on the economy, but you know what? We will get by one way or another.
Speaking of the SUVs, I know that we were reading an article talking about how the average price of a car has gone up to $30,000. Mm-hmm. And when I actually looked at all the different, what the manufacturers are putting out, I mean, most of their product now is SUV product.
Yeah.
For most manufacturers, mm-hmm. like Ford and Chevy especially.
They're hardcore into SUVs.
They're really
in SUVs.
Chrysler Corporation isn't as hardcore into SUVs. They're starting to lean the other way into lightweight performance.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very interesting balance. But yeah, I mean, these SUVs, the trend has got to die soon. I feel that, you know what, it's a cool thing to have, and I can understand the usefulness, and, you know, there always has to be a level of SUV, but maybe some of these big Sherman tanks have got to go.
Yeah, I don't like Escalades and stuff like that.
Right.
I just, like, fuck. I mean, my debt, my mom's bill, her truck, fucking Ford Explorer.
Right.
It's nice. It's not bad. I like to sport the short version right mm-hmm. there. Great. If I need to haul something, get a fucking trailer. Man, I'm like I say, in all honesty right now, I'm of the mind that, you know what, I don't even think about a motorcycle. Fucking three-wheel trike would kick ass. You get good performance, and you get some hella great gas mileage on that, too.
All right, folks, we're going to go ahead and take our first break. You are listening to the
greatest internet radio show mankind will ever know.
That is
Spankwagon Radio.
Only at
spankwagon.vftp.net. You must go now! Of course, if you heard that, you are here, so never mind.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back, and I promise we'll be funny. Not funny,
funny.
Queer.
Funny,
haha. Attention, please. Soon as someone mentions me, here's my 10 cents. My 2 cents is free. A nuisance. Who sent? You sent for me? Now this looks like a job for me. So everybody, just follow me. Because we need a little controversy. Because it feels so empty without me. I said this looks like a job for me. So everybody, just follow me. Because we need a little controversy. Because it feels so empty without me. A tisket, a tasket. I go tit for tat with anybody who's talking this. Chris Kirkpatrick, you can get your ass kicked. Worse than them little Limp Bizkit bastards. And Moby, you can get stomped by Obie. You 36-year-old boy had a fag low. You don't know me, you're too old, let go, it's over. Nobody listen to techno, now let's go. Just give me the signal, I'll be there with a whole list pulling new insults, I've been no suspenseful with a pencil ever since Prince turned himself into a symbol. But sometimes the shit just seems everybody only wants to disgust me. So this must mean I'm disgusting. But it's just me, I'm just obscene. Yeah. So I'm not the first king of controversy. I am the worst thing since Elvis Presley. To do black music so selfishly and use it to get myself wealthy. Hey, there's a concept that works. 20 million other white rappers emerge. But no matter how many fish in the sea, it'll be so empty without me. Now this looks like a job for me. So everybody just follow. Just follow me.
here. Tell me it's cool. I just don't believe it. Sell out with me. Oh, yeah. Sell out with me tonight. The record company's only giving me lots of money, and everything's gonna be alright.
Party. Get naked. to you by
Goatseed, the candy bar.
Mother approved.
Yeah, let's go ahead. Yeah,
we're live.
Yeah, I can tell that.
Are you sure?
Thank you. Yeah.
Let's check. Let's hit the monitor.
Yeah.
Monitor. Woo, we can hear ourselves.
I can hear myself, yeah.
Good. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Mm-hmm.
Will you put away the fucking laptop?
All right. Ooh, gallery.
Oh, Jesus, no.
Oh, I got the hookup at work, man.
Of?
Somebody's going to bring me in a copy of the new Paris Hilton tape.
The all 37 minutes?
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
We got to do a review for the show.
Yeah. We're starting to do like porn. Get
porn reviews. Cats like tangling them.
Yeah. Have you have you heard the description of that right there?
No.
Yeah, man.
How bad? Well, does she answer all of her cell phone calls while having sex?
Well, no. Check this out. Check this out.
Ring. Hello. What? Wait. Whoa. Dude, you really suck. If she was picking up a cell phone and saying, hello.
Oh, dude. Okay. Now this one's going to be included because I haven't seen that one yet.
Okay.
I've not seen the black and white one. But this is a new color one with the same boyfriend. That apparently is leaked out somehow. All
right,
so anyhow.
Yeah, right.
Apparently, like, she's in the bathroom. She's all dressed up or whatnot, man. And this boyfriend's got the camera. He's like, she's like, put the camera down. We're going to go out. He's like, you're not going to drag me off to another stupid club, are you? She's like, oh, yes, I am. He goes, what do you want to do? He goes, I want to stay in. He goes, stay in and do what? He goes, I want you to suck my dick. And apparently she goes, okay. And she just goes down and just goes to work. And there's, like, some good steamy fucking, I guess, as
Jesus.
Well.
Jesus.
So I'm just kind of curious, man, because Paris looks like a fucking ditz, man.
Well, looks, sounds, probably, but yeah, we got to get a hold of that tape and do a review.
Yeah, so that's what's coming up there.
Hey, it looks like we got some more people that actually showed up during the break. I think they forgot. Well, I know Rev had work, but I think most of them forgot the fact that
Spankwagon Radio was going to start at 5 o'clock sharp.
Anyhow.
Yeah, because it's Friday!
It's track day! Las Vegas Motor Speedway!
At the Memorable Coliseum.
Memorable Coliseum.
I'm glad you caught on, finally.
At the Memorable... What's that place?
That's a good one. We should do that for like...
At the Memorable Coliseum.
The Memorable Coliseum and Civic Center.
You know, today's been like... I hate to say this, but I don't know if we're going to attempt to be funny today or if we're actually going to be more political today, because it seems like politics really... We're pretty much in full swing this week, George Bush being AWOL.
Yeah, he's also apparently, according to Netscape, he's getting nominated for a... what is that thing? Almost said Academy Award.
Best actor as a president.
There are weapons of mass destruction. Yeah, that's a good actor. Convincing everybody else, you know.
Yeah, really.
Except for the world. Anyhow.
Germany and France. Maybe they weren't so bad after all.
They were bad.
Okay. Anyhow, what was
Nobel Peace Prize. That's what it was. Fuck.
What?
I'm like having to buy time. I remember what it is. Jesus.
They nominated him for what?
Somebody nominated him. Let me find out.
Oh, no, put away your laptop. Okay. Damn. Foiled again.
Curses. If only you could grow a mustache to do that.
Well, I don't really think I want, like, the Raleigh Fingers mustache thing going on.
What'd you do, dude? Get the big old handlebar mustache?
No. Anyhow, but wait, fucking Nobel Prize?
Yeah.
For what?
I don't know.
For what?
I don't know. I have to get on the internet with my laptop to find out.
Because he caught Bin Laden. Fucking hell, I'm a redneck. Because he caught Saddam?
I don't know.
Oh, let's no way. Out. No way could he.
We gonna find
out. See, to me, that is stupid. What is that, war through peace or peace through war?
Peace sells.
How'd you say that? Peace through war or whatever?
War is peace.
That's fucked up.
Slavery is freedom.
Yeah.
The Nobel Peace Prize Awards Committee report a record 173 nominated, with candidates including President Bush, jailed Israeli nuclear technician Mordecai Vanunu, and the
Pope. That just sounds like a villain. Who are you?
I am Mordecai.
Fuck, that is a fucking villain name.
Yeah, it's Mordecai, man.
Nuclear technician named Mordecai.
Crazy Palestinians. Yeah, there we go. Okay, since we're getting all political, let's just become totally incorrect.
What are we, the Drudge Report? Yeah. Now, anyhow.
No, man. We could probably write, code HTML better.
God. No, actually, the whole thing that really got me this week was the whole Booby Gate thing.
Booby Gate.
Booby Gate.
Booby Gate.
Sounds
like a fart contest.
You know, but Booby Gate basically was this, is a big thing that the FCC put a commission up to do.
Oh, Booby Gate.
Yeah, to do the whole research on how did Janet Jackson's boob get exposed on national TV.
Easy, it popped out.
Well, supposed wardrobe malfunction, right? But then someone online took a picture, and we talked about this last week where you could see the snap. So it was meant to come off.
Yeah.
It was meant to do what it was doing.
Look at my booby.
Exactly. But the thing that pisses me off. Okay, if boobs do that to me, I'm fucking running from her. The thing that really just pisses me off, how come it only took 2 weeks to get this whole thing put together so they can interview and investigate and pretty much what they did is they yelled at NFL.
Independent review.
Yeah. They yelled at CBS. You knew what was going on. You knew. And they're like, well, we didn't know that was... No, you knew because you put Nelly on there, because you put these people on there, because you put that people on there.
American public... I'm sorry, the American government is just too uptight.
Far too uptight.
You hear about that woman, dude, who got suing down in Kentucky? Man, what happened to her?
No.
She dropped the lawsuit going, well, I just wanted to prove a point.
What point?
There are some Americans who are offended. No matter what you do, man, you're going to offend some people, dude.
Yeah, but now, I mean, in 2 weeks, they put together this whole panel, the fucking Inquisition of Boobygate, basically, and we still haven't figured out what exactly happened with the Halliburton deal, or where is our weapons of mass destruction? Why aren't there shit being put together to fucking go after these parties?
Okay, so what happened was Bin Laden... He came across the border and he got he won the contract by Halliburton to get a passport, and he took the weapons of mass destruction back, and the location is written on the back of Janet Jackson's fucking ninja star on her nipple.
Yeah, really. By the way, Reverend Hammer says in the chat room, MTV needs to be put to death, not for Janet flashing, but for putting shitty music on during halftime. Who cares? Whoever watched halftime before?
I didn't even watch the.
I never
game.
Watched halftime. Whenever I watched Super Bowl, that was when you got up and took a piss, caused all the water to drain out of the reservoirs and an entire city or whatever. Yeah, exactly. You know what? As far as I'm concerned, MTV, they don't need to be put to death for this. You know, I mean, I'm sorry. Yes, MTV is the clear channel of TV stations. We know this, and I'm not supporting them in that. No.
Oh yeah.
But you can't put. I don't know. I mean, guess that's just. It's jumping a gun, it's jumping the shark.
Jumping the shark.
It's jumping the shark. You know, to put MTV to death just for putting on a shitty halftime. No.
Yeah.
Put
yeah.
MTV to death because they do bait and switch with their channels. Put MTV to death because they do only play the same 10 videos. Hell,
yeah.
Put MTV to death just because of the fact that even on MTV2, I got to watch Cribs. Fuck.
Corporate fucking slime wearing clip-on ponytails.
Yeah, they probably do, too.
Yeah.
Back in the 80s, you know.
You know what, dude? And I'm not even going to criticize, because you know what, dude? I'm sure it wouldn't have been no better, because I like Tom Jones, but I'm sure a shitload more people would have complained if Tom Jones was on halftime than Nelly.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, what the TV guys and everything would have said, you know, something more to the effect of, worst halftime ever, why don't they do something exciting?
Yeah.
And then they do something exciting, and then it'll be the worst halftime ever. It was too much for our American conscience because, you know, we have too many fucking uptight people here.
Dude, you know what, man?
And don't give me it's the principle of the thing, fucking Rev. As far as I'm concerned, you don't like it. You don't have to subscribe to it. You don't have to watch it. We it's the same kind of discussion that people
I'm not going to censor it either. I mean, granted, I agree with Rev. Nelly fucking sucks, dude.
Yes. I agree that who they chose to put on there. But, again, who cares if it was a shitty halftime show? Who really, really cares?
Nobody. And nobody cares that Janet Jackson fucking flashed her tit. I don't give a fuck, nor does anyone else. Didn't I discuss this last week, my God syndrome?
Yes.
Yeah, same fucking thing. I'm not going to rehash ground, because then I become the same trash the FCC is, okay? You know what, though? Seriously, just shut the fuck up, FCC. Regulate fucking, you know, radio equipment and things like that. But, you know what, stay the fuck out of my life. Stay out of my TV, dude.
Yeah, well, you know what, they can't stay out of TV, but it's
dude,
one of
you
those
know
things.
What? Yes, they can.
Loosen up, people.
Yes, they can. They're not a censorship committee. They're a communications committee in the sense of to make products work together.
Right.
Not content. They are there to check the media, the bandwidth, but not the content which is broadcast across.
Well, somehow, just they as took a woman,
just a, dude, just as a woman says, my mind, my choice. Okay, my body, my choice, my right. When it comes to being pro-choice, my mind, my life, my right. Okay.
Okay.
Fuck that shit, man. Leave me the fuck alone. Don't tell me what I'm offended by, what I'm not.
Right. Because
in my opinion, right now, in all honesty, right there, that fucking woman down there in fucking Tennessee that was suing the shit right there. My opinion, number one, she needs to be fucking brought up on charges for falsifying, just like that woman with the lottery ticket. We're gonna get to more of that anyway. Okay, you know, file false reports. Yes,
frivolousness. This is, you know,
number
again.
Two. She's going for some sort of psychological counseling. If she is that offended right there, man, there's something wrong with her.
You know?
I just like that fucking cunt that's in charge of decency in Utah. There is this woman, dude. She's like 40 years old.
Okay.
Maybe 42 now. Okay. Her name, I think, is Houston, something like that. Yeah, Houston.
Sounds like a stripper.
That's her last name. She's in charge of Utah's decency and morale stuff. So if you look up, like, Houston porn... Okay, you'll find this on Google, this fucking bitch, okay?
Okay.
She's like, in her Ford...
You're making it sound like it's going to be the Houston 500.
I was looking for pics of the Houston 500 and came across this bitch. I ain't going to lie. I'm not going to lie.
Hey, no, that's cool. It's just...
That's how it came across.
That's funny.
It's the truth. I'm like, I've never seen that. Let's have a look here. Anyhow, what happened is this woman is regulating pornography. She wants to shut down all sex shops or adult bookstores, okay? Wants to censor this and that. 42 years old. She's a fucking virgin. When she was asked about you know, you're regulating sex and you're a virgin, don't you think that's incorrect? She goes, that's none of your business. I don't think that my sexual activity has anything to do with my job description.
But yeah, can you be a fucking 40-year-old virgin and not and be in charge of something like that? I mean, I'm sorry, that's like putting you and me in charge of launching a space shuttle.
Yeah, we're not qualified. We don't know how to do it. We've never done it. How the fuck? I mean, who knows, man? Who knows? Maybe just like it. Maybe
or let's do another.
Maybe we could do a spacewalk and we'd be all four going to the moon.
Yeah.
Maybe if she sucked a dick or just fucking got laid. I'm not even going to get raunchy because that's just going for a cheap joke or shock value. Maybe if she actually experienced sex, she'd be like, my God, I was wrong, you know?
There is something to this sex thing.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's.
The kids are right.
Exactly. You know? What I was going to say was, though, it wouldn't necessarily be us trying to launch a shuttle, but maybe it would be us working at GM. It ain't right. It ain't going to happen.
Yeah, we're not GM people. We don't like GMs. We'd be putting cars together like fucking pizza.
Exactly, and that's sort of where it is. Maybe
I don't necessarily mean that as a slam against GM necessarily, although I do intend it to be. Anyhow, I'm just doing my political correctness and yet, you know, individuality.
Right.
We couldn't do a job properly because there would be too much animosity involved.
I agree.
So just like that.
Jeez, look at this fucking plastic dash. Bold.
Goddamn fucking Snap-on kit. Snap, pop.
Yeah.
You know? All right, let's do a brake test. You know, abusing cars on purpose,
mm-hmm,
okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, where'd you do with that socket? Oh, left it in the door.
Yeah, know? Exactly.
Exactly.
Like old
Ford used to do. Lincoln Mercury's had that problem a lot.
You know? And one thing that one thing that really just irks
this
me, though.
This is an angry show tonight, dude.
It really is.
Fuck.
You know, one thing it irks
fuck
me.
Fuck the oil companies,
you know,
man. Fuck the FCC.
I agree in some respects, but I also agree that some rules and decorum need to be established. I'm a ham radio operator, okay?
Yeah.
We, as ham radio operators, like the fact that there is nobody swearing. Well, let me rephrase this.
You have your own code of conduct.
We have our own code of conduct, and one of the interesting things about it is the fact that, for the most part, ham radio is self-policed until it gets to a certain point.
Right.
After it gets to this point, then an authority figure steps in, usually someone from the FCC or
right.
ARRL, American Amateur Radio Relay League. So, you know, they step in and they fine, they pull licenses. The FCC will confiscate equipment because when you're really screwing up like this and they get pull equipment, it's because you're blocking police band radios, keying down over people, doing something that's just foul.
Yeah.
I understand that some of that needs to be there, but there's also the point that, you know what, it does need to be self-centered. It's the old argument, and it's a very old argument. It's like the one I had talked about last week's show with my customer, the one that keeps calling back.
Yeah.
Where... if I didn't want to watch it, yeah, I'd turn the channel, but I'm still paying for it. You know, turn the fucking channel.
Yeah, really.
Don't worry about it, because you know what? There's a lot of things that go on around your scope, you know, your globe, your scope. How do you say that? How do you say?
Your own little personal world.
Your personal world. You know, you have your little bubble around you, and you can only let certain things in and certain things out anyway.
You know, I really hate to say this, and it's going to be so dead on. It's going to really clarify it, but it makes me sound like a fucking corporate prick breaking shit down. Your personal demographic.
Yes. We are all target marketing, you know. Yes. We are all...
I hate breaking it down like that, because you so pigeonhole, and you just, like, grind it down to a fucking halt.
Exactly. I mean, we are a target demographic.
Yeah.
And
but your personal demographic, not just your generalization, but your personal shit. I mean, I'll give you the best fucking example of that to even clarify, just because you know, it's like your water bill. Not only do you pay for the water you use, you pay specifically to have the water delivered to your house.
Yep.
Whether or not you choose to use it, even if you shut the valve off, main off, and we're on vacation for a month,
mm-hmm.
because the availability of water was delivered to you, you still have to pay a fee for that.
Right.
And people don't seem to get that concept either when it comes to that shit.
No, I know.
Which is exactly the same situation as scenarios he was in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah, we are pretty angry today.
This is a fucking angst show.
Angry show.
God.
Angst.
Calling in my show.
Jesus. You know, another thing that God, we're just let everybody kind of heads up, we're gonna, you know, we should probably head into another break real quick.
Yeah, I know.
Calm down and try again, because I want to talk. You know what, fuck that, we'll take a break here in a little bit. What I want to talk about now, right. TiVo. Have you heard about the fallout of TiVo? Did we discuss this last week?
No. The only thing we discussed last week was the Janet Jackson's nipple coming full circle in our conversation was the most replayed incident ever.
Now a lot of people are really worried about the fact that TiVo can pull this information. People are going, huh, if they can pull that, what else are they watching? Well,
yeah.
Basically, and I actually printed out this article.
Really? Let's have a look.
Stating that TiVo watchers are very uneasy after the Super Bowl reports came out. Janet Jackson's Super Bowl flash dance. So clever are those writers.
Oh, I hate these fucking...
I think it was news.com. In shocking ways than one, some TiVo users say the event brought home the realization that their beloved digital video recorders are watching them too. On Monday, TiVo said the exposure of Jackson's breast during the halftime performance was the most watched moment to date on its device, which then, combined with TiVo's subscription service, lets viewers pause and rewind. You know, so basically they were saying, you know, they're rewinding it. TiVo said users had watched the skin-bearing incident nearly three times more than any other moment during the Super Bowl broadcast, sparking headlines that dramatically publicized the power of the company's long-standing data-gathering practices. Although TiVo could conceivably investigate individual viewing habits, it doesn't. Basically, they're saying, hey, we don't. We don't have the need to. But it does occasionally mine data from random sampling of 20,000 homes viewing a particular program, as it did with the Super Bowl. Here's a quote from a spokesperson, because, you know, they all have PR firms, Scott Sutherland.
Scott.
He says, I can understand people's concerns, but when weighed against reality, they are unfounded. Another person here who is a lead staff attorney with Electric Frontier Foundation, DFF.org. Go online with them when you can. Actually, there should be a link I need to put up on the site, because it's worthy.
That last guy's quotes before you, though, let me just say this right there. Worst choice of words ever.
Horribly, horribly, horribly worded, but too smart. He should have dumbed it down a little.
It's not even dumbing it down. It is smart ass, not smart alecky. It's a very smart ass comment, which basically tells me your opinion doesn't matter. Shut the fuck up.
Right. Basically, what they say here, though, is that from the guy from Lee Tyne, T-I-E-N, from the EFF. He gives TiVo high marks overall for guarding its customers' personal data. Mm-hmm. But then he said that sometimes they can push the envelope, like if they start working with the Nielsen rating system, stuff like that.
Yeah.
What happens here, and so someone gets a little bit of back history, TiVo, what it does is whenever you thumbs up stuff or thumbs down stuff, or when you rewind a lot, it kind of keeps a log of this stuff. It doesn't keep a personal log. It doesn't care who you are, even though it can conceivably find that out based upon serial number.
How does it communicate this data back?
Telephone line.
Does it randomly dial out?
Yes. TiVo's update nightly. They have a learned system where it actually learns when you're not on the phone and not watching TV, it will dial out. It will then download all the guide information, upload all the information, and then make adjustments So that way, okay. Let's say curious. I give thumbs up all the time to Monster Garage. Mm-hmm. Well, then it's going to start flagging America Chopper, you know, Rides,
all these other car
shows.
I'm feeling you, brother.
Okay. So what they're saying, though, is, you know what? Don't worry. You're jumping the shark twice in one show. You know, you're jumping the gun. You're being...
Do you know what jumping the shark means?
Yes, I do. I just like saying it. It's fun to say that.
Yes, it's fun to say. Don't worry, we're right out there.
I'm looking at you through the bedroom window. As I was saying, though, is the people are really concerned because they're like, well, fuck. TiVo can pull this information. What else can they pull?
Yeah.
TiVo's saying, don't worry about it. And I think for some respect, we kind of have along the same line some of the same opinions as TiVo. We could see a lot about our customers.
Yeah.
But we don't.
I mean, well, I hate saying that because I have an honest fear that it'll bite me in the ass. But since you've already gone there, the capability is there, but we don't use it.
We don't. We really don't.
We don't give a fuck.
You know?
We don't sell marketing data to anyone.
Nope.
We make too much money off the shit right there. And the thing about it is, assuming we did, if we actually did that and people found out, man, it would kill our fucking customer base.
It would kill us. Absolutely would it kill us.
There's too much shit that's already, you know, like fucking, you know...
Yeah. But, you know, one thing with TiVo is I will say this. Guys, maybe it was really stupid that you had to put out that report.
They're trying to have something braggable to say, make everybody go, huh? Oh, my God, did you hear that? And all of a sudden it backfired.
Backfired on them. All right, now we're going to go ahead and take a break. Let them know what they're listening to, Claude.
You are listening to the greatest internet radio show that there ever was, there ever be. Yourself. God, I fucked that up. I was trying to do a monumental. Fuck it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spank Wagon Radio.
We'll be back.
Speck in this black hole of an existence we call life. Step right up and witness something you will be soon to never forget. Feast your ears on the most ferociously soothing waves of sonic communication to ever be created. Built for you by the master. Built for you by the master.
What is it?
What is it?
Yeah, dog. What is it?
What is it?
Dude, chill, man.
It is Spankwagon.
You know, it's pretty bad when you're jamming out.
Fucking cat. God damn, get off.
Well, he likes to walk through there and you just get snagged. Stupid. It's pretty bad, though. We're on the break and you're watching TV commercials.
Yeah.
I didn't figure that one quite right out yet. Dung, digga, dun,
dun. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to
Spakewagon Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Spakewagon.vftp.net, the finest in internet radio you will ever know.
Yeehaw!
Because you probably don't get out much.
No. Anyhow, hey, we should talk about a show that you and I have been watching since we started doing shows over at Studio B.
Yeah.
We've been watching one show pretty religiously, and it's not to actually enjoy it. I don't think we'd watch it to enjoy it for an entire.
We watch it to fucking scream at it, man.
But yeah, for those of you who get the Discovery Channel,
American Hot Rod.
That's the show.
Now, I like American Chopper. I know you're not a big fan of Orange County Choppers. I find them very comedically funny. The only thing I don't like about that is I want to so beat the fuck out of what's his face, man.
But Big Paul or Little Paul?
No, the brother, other one.
Oh, Mikey.
Mikey. I just want to fucking club that asshole a few times, man. If I worked in the shop and something didn't fit, I would just like go over and just kick the shit out of him and just go back to what I was doing. Just randomly. Even if I was having a good day, man. Man, nothing could be better in my life, man. I'm doing good today. Hey, Mikey. Fuck, I hate that guy. He's a fucking bump on a log, dude. Especially in those AOL commercials, dude.
I see. I love those AOL commercials, but... Back to the American Hot Rod.
Fucking American Hot Rod, dude. God
wow.
Damn. First time
they have successfully drug that guy's name through mud. And he has helped them every step of the way.
He has. Boyd Connington. Which I had for the longest time, I couldn't remember his name, dude. I'm like, who the fuck is that? We would watch the fucking commercials. See Boyd's team next as they try to rebuild the... What are they working on? The junkyard dog. Yeah, the junkyard dog. And it's not a black guy who's dead.
He's dead.
But Boyd Connington's career is going to be done after this. No, they'd be like, up next on American Hot Rod. And you're like, hey, look at Boyd Connington. He looks like a dick. I'm like, who the fuck's Boyd Connington? Even though I just mentioned the guy's name. I was a total dipshit.
And then I sit there and I go, he designs wheels. Boyd Wheels.
He does cars, too? We'd go through this, like, I think it took, like, about three weeks. For me to finally, like, catch
up. So we're finally watching the show. We came to the conclusion that, first off, you know what? The same people who produce that show also produce American Chopper. They love to make people look bad.
Yeah.
I mean, they are the fucking cops of the Discovery Channel. Bad boys. Where's that bolt go? You know, it's just...
Fucking literally, dude.
No shit. I mean, and they make everybody look bad. Like,
and we fucking... There's only, like, what, two people we like on American Hot Rod.
Roy.
The old guy.
The old guy. And,
the one...
Chucky. Chuck? Charles?
Chuck, something like that. Yeah. Basically, the old metal guy work. Is the head of the body shop doing the metal work, and the other guy does metal work, and he paints. He does body... He paints the bodies. These two guys work their ass off, and all they ever do is get yelled at by Boyd Connington. Mm-hmm. It's, like, totally fucked. And there's this other guy, dude. He has, like, no fuck... Okay... For everybody at home right now, try to give yourself pot lip, okay?
Roll your top lip completely under.
Underneath, so it gets stuck on your gums above your teeth, all right? And then whenever you talk, don't move your upper lip.
At all.
And congratulations, you look at the guy who you look like the guy who fucking runs
CNC machines all day. That's all he does. His whole purpose in life. So he ran a CNC machine to make a keychain.
For Boyd.
And then the keychain was the actual, just a little version of the rims that he made for.
For this junkyard dog, whatever. Because they're using a special design. He does all the CAD design back there and stuff, runs it through,
yeah,
gets
the designs. He designs, if you look at Boyd's rims, he's the one drawing them.
Yeah, and then what he does is he goes ahead and he basically exports it over to the CNC machine, which basically cuts the whole thing.
Yeah. Now, normally he doesn't make prototypes or keychains or anything like that, but he wanted to do something nice.
So for the prototype wheels he did for this one car right there, he decides to scale it down and make a little tiny miniature one, like for a keychain fob for Boyd. Well, he takes it in and shows it to Boyd, man, and Boyd just fucking crushes
flips.
Him.
Flips.
He gets
out.
Pissed. I'm paying you to do this, so what you're telling me is just, when did you take out time to make this thing? He's like, well, I did it in between stuff right there, man. And the kid's like, what? He can't be like a day over 19.
19 or 20, yeah.
He's like, well, I made it because I thought it'd be a nice gift for you. He's like, yeah, thanks. Yeah, whatever. You know. And Boyd takes it and fucking, he picks up and he fucking just.
Slams it down into his desk.
He drops it in the fucking drawer, thud, and just slams the fucking drawer shut. And this guy looked like he's on the verge of crying, dude, because his feelings were that hurt. Because he, like, took the time to make this gift for him, and Boyd just, like, fucking Boyd just
basically... I agree with Boyd in some respects that, you know
what,
you gotta get to fucking work. Yeah, make sure you're getting your normal stuff done. Right. But
at the same time, too, because these people are fucking idiots in the shop,
it's like training day.
God.
Everyone, almost. The engine guy was a complete ass. The guy who put together the drivetrain.
Yeah.
All of his people that work with him are complete idiots.
They're what's that guy's name? Blue Bear?
Yeah.
Or whatever. Guy's a fucking Nimrod, dude.
Just sits there and stares at you.
The fucking guy who's his supervisor right there, man.
It's a dick.
Yeah, he's like, I started out driving trucks for Boyd, and he recognized my management potential, and he's like overseeing the project and stuff, man. Guy's a complete fucking ass, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's overseeing the drivetrain. The actual guy overseeing the entire project is one of the body worker guys that we actually can tolerate.
Yeah.
You know, keep in mind, we watch this week in, week out, because our hope was, and it's interesting, because our hope was actually to learn something.
Yeah.
As much as we'd like to pretend we know it all.
We still have a lot to learn.
Yes.
We are humbled by quite a few things.
Yes, because we're like going, oh, okay. But we don't get to see a lot of manufacturing.
Yeah.
As opposed to we get to see a couple hammers here, a couple hammers there, three people yelling at each other, a couple hammers there.
Yeah.
Watch it a couple times for yourself. Make your own judgment. We're not telling you to watch it or not watch it. Watch it to, you know.
By all means. So
make up your own mind whether you want to.
Yeah, because chances are you're going to agree with us. So, please.
You know, but there's a lot of other good shows. And actually, I was reading online with... The Discovery forums, just reading. A lot of people agree with us. What the fuck is wrong with these people? Why are they making A. Boyd look this bad? You know, they get 550 hours of tape to go through.
Yeah, yeah.
And the 4 hours that they've chosen have been some of the worst choices. They made
everybody
look dumb.
They're all the time, man. They show the body shop guys out there going, all right, man, come on, we got to get this stuff going. And these guys are like sorting through fucking parts and shit and trim kits because they had to go through two cars.
Yeah.
Okay? And they show the idiots in the fucking hot rod shop right there that put the drivetrain together. Moron who's doing the fucking CNC work right there, he's got those roller skate shoes, man.
Yep.
Where they got like that
little
fucking
wheel in the back and wheel on the toe on the other
side. So he's trying to run and skate and he's going to like jump over a pile of shit that they've thrown up for him. Fucking Boyd comes out. He's like, what the fuck are you doing? That's all I need you to do is fucking get hurt. Get back to work. And it's to fucking yell at these people. All they ever do is just stand around and go, we're so-and-so. I don't know. He's not here. Okay. Where's he at? That sucks. And they just fucking yell. I think, like, these people must get, like, what? An hour's worth of work done a day?
Maybe.
By the looks of it?
From the looks of the editing.
Yeah.
You know, and one thing I've actually remember watching from Monster Garage, they were putting together a car, and there's a guy who was an engine guy. And they got all these parts in from Jegs. A complete engine. But, of course, incomplete pieces. He goes, 6 hours, I'll have it running. He takes everything. 6 hours later, almost to the dock, comes out with an engine that runs. Boyd has to order a crate.
Yeah.
And he has all these employees there.
He has all these fucking guys. The only thing these idiots do is, all right, let's go ahead. Let's just order it custom. They don't even cut their own drive shafts. And I know we're totally going into Krager talk here and then some, okay? There will be a point where we go beyond Krager talk to, like, you know, fucking Krager Sanskrit, okay? You'll be totally fucking lost. We'll be confused about it with each
but
other.
We
saying.
Know it's Krager talk, but drive
he doesn't even cut his own fucking drive shafts, man.
Which isn't that hard to do if you have all the right tools, because the drive shaft is literally solid tube. Or not solid, excuse me. Hollow tube.
Hollow tube.
Variable length with
yolks on the end.
Welded on.
Yes. So all you have to do
is cut a yolk, re-weld the yolk on.
Yeah. Cut a yoke off, cut the drive shaft down to where you need it, then re-weld the yoke back on.
And never do something stupid like cut in half. Never cut a drive shaft to half and re-weld it, because that'll never work.
No, it won't. The torque will destroy it.
Yes.
But basically, that's all it is. These guys have to constantly call out. Everything they order is fucking chromed up, done out. They don't powder coat any of their own shit. They don't chrome any of their own shit.
They do paint. Now, I can understand not powder coating and not chroming.
Chroming
is quite an involved process.
Now, I'm not saying they don't do it on site. Many people don't do it on site. They outsource, yes. But they don't take a motor that they worked and go, okay, we just build it. We tune this cool-ass motor. Fucking A, man. Send it out to get it chromed. They don't do that. They order everything already.
Right.
And they're, dude, what they fucking do for custom wheels right there, they don't do on dress-up kits for cars.
No.
They're buying standard Jeg shit right there. And for the love of God, Boyd, will you fucking do something other than bow ties for once? I'm tired of seeing constant Chevy. Get some Ford or fucking, especially Mopar in there. Fuck, man. I think I've seen, what, one Jag And that's it. That was the only non-Chevy thing in there.
So just us complaining about a TV show. Because that's all it is. You know, when it goes off the air, it'll be gone. Who cares?
I think the only episode I ever fucking liked Boyd was when he, like, gave the retard some birthday presents at a birthday party. The retarded...
What's this shit about? K-A-U-G-A-R. F-R.
No, C-R-G-G-R.
Duh.
Krager.
What the... Krager.
It's K-U-R-G-R. Not Krager.
I don't get it. Anyhow... That's our chat room. If you want to chat with us live, irc.slashnet.org. We should have announced that earlier. Hey, other news. Let's see. Other news. You know, I could go into this, what the internet isn't. There's a great article out there.
What the internet isn't. The internet is...
Unrealistic expectations that people put on the internet.
Yes.
And actually, I think I'm going to save it till next week.
Okay.
Because of where we're going to go next. And we're going to start wrapping up here in a little bit.
Yeah, we actually don't have a fully long show for you tonight. I feel bad we had, like, the good argument discussion thing that you could chime in on, like, at the end.
Really?
We had, like, sometimes a show is less entertaining for you and more ability for us to vent.
Exactly.
But, yeah.
Disney. Mm-hmm. What the fuck is going on with Disney?
Disney.
Right now, Comcast is in talks, first to make a bid for Disney, and soon to possibly head into takeover madness.
Yes, Comcast wants to own Disney. They want to buy Disney and own ABC. This did not come out of nowhere. Don't think that Comcast suddenly announced it's like a hostile takeover bid. No. They have been in negotiations with Eisner for a while. Eisner has been courting Comcast,
mm-hmm.
and he's been like, yeah, that's a good offer. Let me see what we can do. Yeah, Comcast has been very hopeful. Eisner has kept raising the price. Comcast finally got fed up, said, you know what? Fuck you, Eisner. We're going public, trying to buy your shit out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's making Eisner look even worse than he already is.
Not only in the past couple weeks has he lost Pixar, but now this buyout, someone also has died recently in one of his Disney parks.
Really?
An employee passed away at a Disney park. Basically, what happened was they were getting ready to go out and do the big parade.
Okay.
Oh, and they got ran over.
I saw the headline.
Purely accidental.
I saw the headline. I didn't
purely
read the story.
Purely accidental. You know? But, you know...
Shit adds up.
Shit big time adds up, and it's bad timing for Eisner. Bad timing for Disney.
Fucking Roy Disney's there going, kick his ass out. You know?
As far as I'm concerned, what needs to happen... You know what? I'm a little worried about Comcast. No, a media company like Comcast buying Disney.
Yeah.
That's going to be trouble for all the other cable and satellite, you know, people out there.
It's going to be good for cable because they will destroy that shit. They will destroy fucking satellite if they really do that.
Well, the only thing I could find interesting about if Disney were to, you know, be purchased by Comcast is the ESPN would have zero ground to stand on.
Yeah, they'd be fucking destroyed. ESPN? Yeah. I think that would be so fucking cool. Because you know what would be fucking really great? What I think Comcast should do, even though it is in the interest of money, to one of the biggest things, bestest things they could do.
Mm.
Comcast owns ESPN. For real, dude. Don't renew the contracts with satellite.
Really?
That would destroy them.
Yeah, true. But yeah, I mean, the whole idea of a cable company owning Disney does worry me a lot.
Yeah.
You know? And I can understand a little bit as to maybe some of the influences that led to Jobs quitting and pulling out Pixar. Comcast, one of their major shareholders,
mm-hmm.
Microsoft. Think
really?
About that. Yes.
Well, Microsoft owns stock in our employer, too.
Yes, Microsoft does own stock in our employer, but, you know, Comcast, they are talking now. If they want to really drive home the point, they may go to Microsoft and say, could you pitch in a little more?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things to worry about. What would happen if a media company like Comcast? Now, I know that Disney and ABC and everybody knows how that media... But a network is much different from a media provider like that.
I don't... In all honesty, right there, I got to be perfectly honest with you. This was in a
In all honesty, you have to be honest?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if... it was like, you know, basically playing corporate fucking, you know, hee-haw, mm-hmm. popping up with, you know, like little messages through email and stuff. I don't know if you got my message that I was sending out to our group of stuff. I don't think you did. Somebody sent out the message, you know, to the DSTs and the CETs and stuff right there. Said, oh, look, you know, there's something you're worried about. And basically, I fucking sit back, you know, oh, yeah, that's great. because, you know, the headline was like saying this could possibly, the headline got highlights, said this could possibly create a media powerhouse. This would be a media powerhouse. I'm like, yeah, that's what they said about AOL Time Warner.
Mm-hmm. And look how that has fallen apart. You know, completely fallen apart.
Right. But
AOL and Time Warner don't even want to share the names anymore.
No, they actually dropped
They realized.
That boosted their stock.
Yeah. That's pretty bad when they said, well, let's, you know, it's like, come on. It's like saying you have a Winston Kraft product. No, not Winston, because Winston isn't. R.J. Reynolds.
R.J. Reynolds.
Who owns Kraft.
Better example.
Kraft Marlboro, you know. Mm-hmm. You just can't put two names like that together.
Smoke cheese.
Smoke cheese. Hey, well, Time Warner. No, it just wasn't working.
No, people
Disney,
hated it.
Disney, Comcast. Could you imagine that, though? You and I freaked out when we saw LG Electronics signs up down on Fremont Street.
Yeah.
When they were, because they are now a big sponsor of.
Sell out!
Yeah. Exactly. What's going to happen when, you know, when something like this goes on to.
It's going
to
be one of two things.
What's that?
It's going to. Media powerhouse thing right there? Maybe. I mean, the battleground right now is Texas right now. Our employer is fighting Comcast and AT&T broadband.
Right.
For both. Control of data and television in Central and West Texas.
Mm-hmm.
The fight is on right now, dude. They're just like, yeah! Okay, not West Texas, Central and South Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize. Around Houston metro area. Okay, we're getting into a fight with that. Now, if Comcast gets a backing of like ABC because they own them, they can force them,
mm-hmm.
that might be one thing. However, so it's going to be like a fucking sink or swim thing. I don't think Comcast could just idly stand by with if they own Disney,
right?
Because the thing that they do, they're going to get fucking drugged down by ABC, because ABC is what's killed Disney's profits.
Yes.
In all honesty, though, gut feeling, this major mega merger shit, I don't think it always works. I think it's very rare that it does. I think what's going to happen if Comcast succeeds, Comcast's ass is going to go bankrupt and will get weakened financially.
Yes.
Quite severely.
Well, and who knows how things will turn out.
True,
I mean,
true, we don't know. That's why we're speculating.
Right, exactly.
But yeah.
All right. I think what we need to do now, we've talked a little bit about Disney. We've shit and TiVo. I think it's time to give out what we can. Although
We can't give it out yet.
We can't give it out yet?
We still have one thing we haven't done.
Oh, what's that?
Log in here. Dead Celebrity of the Week!
We have one?
Yeah, we do. Okay.
Ah!
Shit, let me get back on my page. Yes, we have a Dead Celebrity of the Week.
How the hell do we have... I don't even know someone died!
Harry Dupe!
Harry Dupe?
Harry Dupe.
Who's Harry Dupe?
Harry Dupe. Harry Dupe actually wrote for Kids in the Hall.
Okay.
He was a very world-renowned, famously type stand-up guy in... Ontario, Canada.
Okay.
Harry Dupe died recently. When did he die? He died the 6th of February.
Okay, so during our last show.
During our last show, yeah. I would have been at night, too. We would not have been able to get this one. He would have technically died after. He was shot and killed on stage while performing by a fucking heckler.
What?
Yeah.
How? What?
Yeah. Yeah.
No way.
Yes way. Harry was known also for his cheeky comedy, because he was a writer for Kids in the Hall.
Right.
Yeah. I love this, too. According to his bio right here, his notable TV appearance was on Antiques Roadshow. Playing the owner of a bindle.
What the fuck's a bindle?
I don't know, but he's acting as someone owning something. I'm a little worried now about the Antiques Roadshow.
Well, so much for Antiques Roadshow's credibility.
Oh, say, this is the most valuable thing I've ever seen. Really? Are you from Australia? No, I just, you know, went to a casting call and got this part.
No, I know slept what the fuck last night is. At the Holiday Inn.
Yeah. It's, hey, it's even funnier. But yeah, Harry Dupe. Rest in peace, man. I'll pour a little flying pig juice or something out for you.
Flying pig juice.
Yeah.
Well, I hate to say this. I would love to give mad props, but the IRC chat client crashed today.
Oh, are you serious?
I am so serious.
Oh, my God.
Friday the fucking 13th.
And the chat crashed.
Fuck.
All right. Sorry, kids, but Harry fucked everything up.
We're trying to get chat back. I'm trying desperately so I can give out mad props.
Yes, okay. He was married to Kristen Von Hagen.
Lily Von Stoop.
Yeah. Is that true what they say about you people being gifted? He was married to her old ass for 2 years. Well, I don't know how old she is. He was renowned Canadian. He traveled.
You're reading to yourself. Blah, 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 blah. Here, let's see.
He traveled extensively and was voted most likely to succeed in high school.
Hey, most likely to die. Did we talk about the cops wanting to sue the old man for calling him too much?
No.
Go ahead. While I try to recover the chat room.
All right, let me
stall look. For time with our listeners. You're listening to Studio A, Spankwagon Radio.
All right. February.
Dateline.
All right. Bow, New Hampshire.
Bow.
God.
Where's Luke?
His name is spelled like that. It's B-O-W.
Oh.
Police usually want to hear from concerned citizens, but officers in Bow have heard enough from Brian Milazzo.
Say that again?
Milazzo.
Sorry.
I was trying to do my... The police department has gone to court to try to get him to stop calling. Lawyers for the department say Milazzo has called 150 times in the last 18 months alone. He usually complains about speeders whizzing by his house.
Yeah, that's all he does.
Ah, there's damn speeders.
Police say he even stands in his yard with a radar gun. That's the funny part. Who fucking does that? What's their point?
Slow down, I clocked you. I got your number. Of course, he can't report anybody. He's too blind to see the license plate.
It was a red car that did it.
Milazzo counters that police should be cracking down on speeders instead of taking him to court. I so wish New Hampshire was near here, dude. I just go, like, give this guy a lawn job on purpose, dude.
I'm calling... Oh, shit.
A little note. Sorry, but we were doing a speed limit. But police contend Milazzo's repeated calls have taken up too many hours of the investigation. Of investigation, because I'm sure Bow, New Hampshire is a fucking hotspot for crime.
Bad boys. What you gonna do?
When the old guy's standing in the yard with a radar gun?
When an old man radars you. All right, folks, it's time for the greatest part of the show, but we have to do it unofficially.
He's gonna countersue the police department for violating his rights. God. Are you ready?
We have to do this very unofficially.
Are you ready?
Very
it is now time for Mad Prime.
Get an oxygen tank.
I want to see how long I go, man. I think I might have had a record till you fucked it up. All right.
Yeah, always blame me.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for the greatest part of the show, Mad Props. You are listening to right now. Get ready. Okay, first up.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say hello to the man.
Spankwagon!
That's us. Say hello to the man who's in the Midwest freezing his ass off. He just joined the chat room, and that's probably to find out exactly what time we're showing up to the track and my phone number, so that way we can call him once we get to the track. But he's here anyway. He's a bandwidth provider for Spankwagon. It's the man who runs LazyCode.com, Mr. Man!
Mad Props!
He had to work, and he's a very angry... He had to work, and he's a very angry Floridian. He's... Reverend Hammer.
Mad Props! I wonder if he's a branch Floridian.
This motherfucker says, hey, he comes up onto the website, he goes, I'm gonna listen to you guys! Yeah! He shows up late, like, literally as we're starting to wrap up our short show.
All right, Mad Props gear. You showed up, so I guess you're entitled.
But he pulled an Airwolf. Show up to hear my name! Woohoo! Woohoo! Reverend Henry, yeah, I didn't, okay?
All right.
Reverend, I did not send out your clicker leaker. I haven't had time to this week.
No, I've been busy.
Clark can attest to that seeing
I've been
work.
Busy too, dude.
Yeah.
I've been interviewing people.
Don't worry. It won't be fucking like 4 months.
Dude, we need proof of people like listening to the show and clicker licking it wrong.
Why did you just fucking... You were the...
Ladies
and gentlemen, for those of us who are going out to Las Vegas Motor Speedway with us, don't sit near Claude. Okay. Mr. Man, I know you wanted to get a hold of me. So after the show, I want to say thank you. Nitro fuck. Here, let's cut that tacky stuff. What? With Claude. God damn. If you're listening to the whole show, you know what that is. We'll have the show up in the archive sooner than I had last week's.
Excuse me.
Also, will you quit bending over to fart? I mean, you're actually making an effort to get it out.
Dude, if I don't, I get bubbles in the crotch. You ever sat there and had a dry jacuzzi and you get a fart bubble stuck in your crotch? Yeah, you know exactly what? You're going to fucking deny that. You're sitting like this, right? And you fart, dude.
What did you call that?
A dry jacuzzi.
I know what you're talking about, but I've never heard of that name before. God, you're foul. Jesus Christ. Jesus. He's dying over here. And, dude, Skier, it would have been at 6 like normal. It really, really would have been. But we ran an hour early today because of the opening of the Midnight Madness at the track. Yeah. So we're pretty excited. And, you know, we know Friday's horrible. That's why we have the archive, dude. By the way, let's go ahead and start giving out the...
mad props!
No, we already... give me that. Hey, this is probably the one we'll send to Rev, too.
Cool.
All right.
Mad arse!
Here, stick this and fart on it.
I can't, I'm out of gas.
Does that mean we had to push you somewhere?
Give me a couple blinkers, man. Something hits us.
That's funny. All right. Want to say thank you to Virtual One at VFTP.net for hosting the site and allowing me to upload pages that don't have enough naked chicks for Rev.
Yeah.
Also want to say a big thank you to Mr. Man in the chat room of LazyCode.com for providing basically the bandwidth and the servers to broadcast Spankwagon Radio.
Furious props.
Also, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back next week at our normal time. What time is that, Claude?
Our normal time is 6 p.m.
Now,
Pacific Standard Time.
Okay. The question, though, will be whether we'll be at Studio A or Studio B. Okay. We'll find out next week, and so will you. We do appreciate you guys listening. We do apologize for the short show, but be there next week.
Or B Square.
Wow, you're gay. Be there next week
not.
When you listen to Spankwagon Radio. Normal time. Normal everything. Have a good night.
You're the one with the fucking scrot chiller right there, dude.
Dude, I shaved, okay? Shut the fuck up. At least I grow shit. I don't look like I'm Fu Manchu, all right?
Hey, man. Are you're fucking persecuting my heritage.
Oh, Jesus. You're fucking Irish, not
Indian. Goddamn it.
My dogs and me. I got a shotgun and a rifle and a four-wheel drive. A country boy can survive. And a country boy can survive. We'll be right back.
some of that homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost. Nothing to do.